Okay, we're continuing in the Drush HaSaran. We're in the Drush HaRishon and the Masara Cooks. We're on page Zion. Okay, so the Ran had told us that when you have different parts, individual parts, which are all, let's say, not great, or some of them are not great, when you put them together, the resulting whole can be greater than the sum of its parts, right? When you put things together, you can reach a greater level than those parts could get to individually. That's what the Ran had told us, and that's how he explained why we have in the Ketores, we have that one bad smelling thing. It doesn't ruin things. That's the shlemus of Klal Yisrael, is when the Jewish people as a whole, so even when there are some Rishayim there, we can become a greater Klal Yisrael through being one unit. And that's why the Tzibur is so great, in that individuals aren't so great, but the Tzibur as a whole reaches a greater level by being together. Okay, all that was from last time, about the positives of a Tzibur and coming together. And now the Ran has a question on it from Koheles, which sounds like just the opposite. Says the Ran, V'nei kulu afa pisha imas oso teva havaya. So the Ran says, even though all of nature, it's true, when you take different parts and put them together, the whole can be greater than the sum of its parts. V'nim shalchalav divi rabbeinu, and Chazal sound like that, like you said, with the Ketores and with Klal Yisrael, as a Tzibur is greater. Yirezar me'od b'yun behefech mimash nivna lav, say for Koheles. If you look at Koheles, you'll get the opposite impression. Kihu pasak adin b'tchila sifro. Heyos kolonim tzayim shtachas hagalgal hevel ubilti balakim hamada. Okay, so now the Ran is going to go through, almost you would say like not by name, like he's not going to go through the psukim by quoting it really, but he means to go through, if you want to take a look, at the beginning of Koheles, the first couple, like 8 or 9 psukim there, that's what the Ran is referring to, where Koheles starts off, as everybody knows, Hevel Havelim, right? Everything is Hevel. Everything meaning nothing is permanent. Everything is transient and doesn't last forever. So he says anything under the sky, meaning anything on earth, right? Anything on earth is transient. And after he says that everything is in this world is transient, he proves it. And everything that he's basing this on is all the proofs rely on. The way Koheles is proving that all things in this earth are not going to last forever and they'll fall apart eventually is because since all things are made up of different parts, since everything that exists is made up of different parts of the pshutim, which remember the four yesodos as they're called, the fire, water, air, and earth. So since everything's made up of different parts of those four yesodos, and other than earth, shem bali tnuva v'shinui, everything other than earth moves. Therefore, the things that come from them will be similar to that. As he explains all the yisodos. So what the Ran is going to say, just as to explain, it says in Koheles, right? That's at the beginning. He's going to quote that in a second. Earth does last forever. All the other three yisodos, which is the fire, water, and air, those do not last forever. Those are transient. And he says the reason why it's only Ha'aretz Olam Hamedes and everything else is Hevel Havalim, everything else will not last, is because since we are all made up of things from the other Yesodos, which are, besides the earth, we're also made up of fire, water, all these other things, air. Those fire, water, and air move. And there's this understanding that anything that moves is not going to last forever. The only things that last forever are things that don't move, like earth. But this other stuff, fire, water, air, those all move. And therefore, they are, by definition, things that will not last. And when you put them all together, this is the point. When you put them all together, it says in Koheles, they're still not going to last. Why? Because since they came from stuff that move, so it's not going to be better than what its source was, since the source of all living things come from things that are movable, which are by definition not going to last forever. Therefore, the things that come together from them, all life, they're also not going to last forever. And that's the point that the Ran is bringing this all for, is this, he just got through telling you that when you put things together, they can reach a level higher than the sum of its parts. So how does Koheles prove that nothing can last forever because they're made up of things that don't, they come from things that don't last? So what? When things get together, they can reach a higher level. Okay, that's the whole point where the Ran's going with this. Now we're going to read it inside. Kisham Gamkin Hiskar Yesodos Kulum, because at the beginning of the Koheles, he mentions all the four Yesodos. And that all, none of them last except for the most low of them, who Yisod Aretz, and that's earth. Earth lasts forever. That's the pasuk says again at the beginning of Koheles. Earth lasts forever. But the other three do not last forever. The other three Yisodos, this fire, air, water, which would give Shlemus to something made up of them, certainly living things, certainly a human. What a person needs, right, a human being, what they need to survive is heat and liquid. So you would think being made up of fire and water and, let's say, water and air, these things are important. All the three Yesodos have one of these characteristics, either heat or liquidness. So air too. You could air. It's brought by how air has also has both heat and water. But anyway, without getting involved in the details here, the point is that it should have been, therefore, if man was made up of all these three Yesodos, that he should be very strong. Amar Shezeb. So and therefore reach Shlemos and last forever. Amr Shezeb Bilti Efshar, so Koheles says it's impossible that being made up of the three other Yesodos other than earth will make the human being last forever. So Amr Shezeb Bilti Efshar, so Koheles says it's impossible that being made up of those things that move will make you last forever. Since fire and water, those things change, those things move, therefore since human beings are made up of them, the human being cannot last forever. So again, if you want to look this up, you look at the beginning of Koheles. He's going through the other Yesodos. He says the arts olam hamedes, the arts does last forever, but then says that fire does not. And the way he's hinting to that is ba'omer, when he says v'zarach hashemesh v'vo hashemesh, that the sun moves, and it is understood that that means it's fire. And if since the sun moves, so therefore fire is movable, it's going to be a movable thing. Then the pasuk says wind moves, that the water moves. So all those things are ba'alei hishtanos, they change, they move, therefore they can't last forever, and therefore the human beings that come from them are going to be hevel havolim. So therefore, says the Ran, what comes out of this is Shacharei Hayos Hadvar Mesher Hurkav Mehem Nimtza Tachton Bale Shini V'Chisaron. Since things that are made up of these four Yesodos, or at least three of them, are made up of things that have Chisaron that cannot last forever. Efshar Shiyam Hurkav Mehem Yoser Shalomim. Therefore, something made up of those three Yesodos cannot be more perfect than them, and therefore will necessarily also not last forever. And after he proves this with these tainas, with these theories, so he proves it based on what you see with in reality, that all things that are made up of different parts follow the source where they came from. They mimic the thing they came from, like the fire, water, and air. Lios kalinyuneim shinui v'tmura, that just like fire, air, and water are movable and don't last forever and change, so too the things that come from them. Okay, what he's exactly referring to, it's not clear to me which pasuk he's referring to that says that. Is it when it says kol dvarim megerim, or the next pasuk after that, that there's nothing new? I'm not sure. Either way, so that's what the Ran learns from the beginning of Koheles, that if you're made up of Yesodos that have chisaron to them that will not last forever, something made from putting those together will not be any better. That's the point. If so, what's saying at the beginning of Koheles should be a stira to what he said, that sometimes when you put the different parts together, you can reach a greater thing than the part, a greater, the whole can be greater than the sum of its parts. Fa'in gam ken yigzer ze ki roi she behimatzi dever echel avado, leis et chuna im tovim ra. What Shlomo HaMelech is saying makes sense, because you would think if you find something that has a certain characteristic, whether it's a good characteristic or a bad characteristic, if you add something more to that, it will be like that too. Meaning if you take something that has a certain characteristic of whatever it is, and you add more to it, the person will get more than that. Well, just, in a person, if a person's angry and you add something that adds more anger to it, they'll just have more angry people. You wouldn't think you'd have better. And if you take one person is angry and put them together with another angry person, you're just going to have more anger. It makes sense that it should get worse, not that putting the two together would be better. So the point of all this is, this should be a stira. So what is it? Is it that when you put bunch of things together, they become better than the individual parts? Or is it that when you put things together, the bad becomes worse? Which is it? Says the Ran, Vatshuva Bazal explained to you the answer to all this. Ki ein safek, there's no doubt. She behika pel hatvar hapratim hamaskim l'tchuna achas. If you put together things of the same characteristic in pchisus imala, whether good or bad, tichpel v'tischazik hatchuna hi, you're right, then it'll get stronger. If you put anger together with anger, you're going to get more anger. Or the opposite, or kindness with kindness, you'll get more kindness. That's why Chazal teach us to try to get good friends. As it says in Pirkei Avos, you should acquire for yourself a friend. That's why Shlomo Melech says to us that two are better than one. Because if one falls, the other one will help the other one get up. And so too, if they lie together, if two people lie together through body warmth, one will warm the other. If a person's by himself, how's he going to get warm? So now the Ran wants to explain what was meant by that. What did it mean when it said two are better than one? One picks the other guy up. And then the second thing, besides one picks the other guy up, if they sleep together, one warms the other. What's the two things? So Ratzah Bazeh, what he means is, ki hashutfus v'hachevra, this is also in Kabbalah, by the way, ki hashutfus v'hachevra davar mo. So what Shlomo Melech is trying to tell you is that friends are very important. Whether he's trying to help you or not. When you have friends together or community together, even if they're not trying to help each other, they help each other. And that's what it's saying. Like, that's what it's saying when two people lie together, so there's body heat that warms each other. The pasha pshat of this is strange, sounds strange, like that's a big reason to have friends, because in case you need body warmth. But it's explaining something. In other words, not literally in case you need body warmth, but it's trying to tell you something true and has to do with Mitzias. So now he's explaining. At the beginning it says, one reason it's good to have friends and community and all that is because one person helps the next. That's what the Pasuk says, that they have they get good by being working together. If one falls, his friend will help him. So that's one positive of having good friends. Secondly, it says, after that, so it's not just that it's helpful to have friends because your friend will actually help you. It's not just that. Even if your friend doesn't do anything, it's still good to have friends. And it just was bringing a example. Just like when two people are next to each other. So mitzad shchunosum mikruvosum levad yikabu kalecha teoelas. Just by them being together, one gets body warmth from the other. Ach yitzman shivifrach bo chomativi, till the other guy gets warmer. Kasher noda shizchazi bekurvet ish acher mitzad hiosus vihidamos ilov. Like, you feel good when you're with people who are like you. You know, friends. Vineze mitzad kurvet achaburu levad. That's just being together. When you're with your friends, you feel good. Let me tell Paul Vishtal, it's not because they're doing anything for you in actuality, they're not currently helping you. King Kasher Yimatushne Reim Neamanim, when there are two good friends, Gam Kianuchu Vyashkutu, Yechem Lachalachan Vem Yanuch Lavava Mitzad Kurvas Khaver Love. Just by them being with each other they feel good friends. At Shimnu Mihaziklo Kiedu Bishar Ezraso. So much so that they help each other from damage because they're aware that the other one will help them. The point here being is that there's something positive to being part of a group, in that each one, number one, actually helps each other, and even when they're not actually physically helping each other, being part of being with friends is good for you too. It makes you feel better. It helps you. Hine im kein. Therefore, the peulos hatibios v'masim. Anyway, the point of all this was to tell you that it's true. The reason why Chazal say have good friends, and it's important to have friends, is because if you have good friends, you'll be more good. So in other words, when you put two things that are similar together, they get stronger. So if you're putting two friends together, right, that are similar to each other, that connect with each other, they'll become even stronger together, in a good way, if you're with good friends. That's true. And the negative would be true too. If you put bad people together, you're likely to have more bad. That when you add bad together with each other, it becomes worse. That's all true. But only in one way. That's only if you're putting two bad things together that are similarly bad. Meaning they're bad in the same way. Anger and anger. Or gaiva with gaiva, haughtiness with haughtiness. Valtana Mashal, let's give you an example. In Timtza Be'echad Tchunas Hakilus. Let's say you have one guy who's incredibly cheap. Fu Tchuna Ra, and that's a bad mida, it's a bad characteristic. So if you put him together with friends who are equally cheap, they'll all become cheaper, even cheaper together. Amnam, however, im yia mekubatz echad me'anoshim yeishlam ba'atman p'chitzas akilus. But if you get a group of people together who are bad but in different ways, one guy or one person is cheap. Me'anoshim yeishlam ba'atman p'chitzas pizur galo mimamon. And the other guy, he's not cheap, he's the opposite. He spends like there's no tomorrow. Person spends way too much. So those are people who are both have bad midos. It's not good to spend with abandon, and it's not good to be too cheap. Put them together as friends, then what are you going to get? They're both going to get better than they were as individuals, right? Because they're being together, they're gonna even each other out to be both good. And maybe even better than they were. Kasher nemar biyisodas derech mashal ki lu yimata yisod echad asher lo osa chisaron ba'atzma shish yisod aretz. Similar would be with the yisodas, with the fire, air, water, whatever. If you would find two yisodas that have the same negative things. Kasher yitzdari filah bigdol osa chisaron b'li safek. If you put the two together, that if they both share some chisaron, some not good thing about them, put them together, yes, it'll get worse. And mipnei zeh amru b'sanhedrim kinus tzadikim tov lahem and tov la'olam. That's why Chazal tell us that when tzaddikim get together, it's good for them and it's good for the world. Pizal Rishayim tov lahem and tov lolam. When Rishayim get together, when the Rishayim do not get together, it's good for the world and good for them. V'humitzad she'maskim al tchunas ros. That's because, again, when you get tzaddikim together, so then it's good for them and good for the world because they'll become even greater by being together. And the opposite with Rishayim. Asher b'hiskabtzim tischanischik. When they get together, that tchuna will get better. And when they spread out, so then it'll get worse. I mean, get worse. It'll thin out. You know, when Rishayim stay away from each other, or Tzadikim stay away from each other, that characteristic will become less. So similarly, like when Yaakov saw his two sons, Shimon and Levi, that they went out, remember, and they killed the whole city of Shechem. And they were the ones who threw Yosef in the pit. And they were tzaddikim, im kol zeh, but still, b'yosef maskima mal tchuna acha, since they both had the same characteristic, bilti na'osa be'inav, which he didn't think was so great, amar achakem b'yakov afetzeh b'yisrael, that's why Yaakov split up Levi and Shimon. He didn't want them together, because they had similar characteristics that he didn't think were great, and therefore that's why he wanted them split apart. Okay, so in other words, this is how he's answering all the questions, that when Koheles is talking about when you put things together that are bad, the resulting whole will also be bad. That's when the negative things, like when he was talking about the Yesodos, the fact that they are all movable, when you put things together that are the same negative, so then when you make a whole out of it, it will not be greater than the sum of its parts. If it's all of them have the same negativity, it'll get even more negative when you put them together. But when you have different bad stuff, so let's say, like his example, where you have someone who's cheap, is friends with someone who's spends way too much, those people being friends, that's good, because they'll even each other out and they'll both become better from it. So it can have, again, could be good. Tzaddikim get together, they strengthen each other for the good. But even Rishayim get together, if they are not Rushas in the same way, they can actually make each other better. V'zeh ha'inyan dar haflaga va'onsham. So he says, this is the idea. You know what? I think we should stop here because I'm going to start a new thing. We'll stop here and continue next time.